Apart from having to fight against your programs, your opposition had to fight against emergency, against a press which seemed to be in the favor of the PPP, and also against the government machinery which the PPP does control. Could you please tell us why these barriers were not removed, at least for the elections?
Well, many barriers were removed for the elections. I think during the course of the last 8 weeks, the opposition had full liberty of going wherever they wanted to go, saying whatever they wanted to say, and I made a reference to it in passing, that some of the speeches and some of their approach to the whole campaign was vitiated by indecency. They were not stopped in any way or any fashion. As a matter of fact, I think that none of them can complain that any of their rallies were broken up, or that they were interrupted, or they were not permitted to speak. So in these last 8 weeks, they've had a full run of things. And they have been pretty, as I said, vicious, they've been unkind, they've been uncharitable, and at the same time, they've told things which are absolutely false, frivolous. And even the due process of law has not been invoked. Their people have indulged in hooliganism and all that sort of thing. And that has also been tolerated. Now, that is as far as the campaign goes. Apart from that, my country is only 30 years old. And in the process of 30 years, we have been broken once in 1971 after a 11-month election campaign in which parochial issues were raised, in which all sorts of hate issues, hatred and all were raised. And we went through a war. We went through three wars. So the point is that there are objective conditions for the general emergency in the country. But I hope that now that the elections are over and when the assemblies start functioning, I'd be very happy if we can gradually not only relax the emergency, but even at some stage withdraw it. That is as far as the general emergency is concerned. But believe me that not a single provision of the emergency laws was brought into play during the elections.
The PNA leader has said at a press conference this afternoon, making wild allegations that there were malpractices during the elections, particularly during the polling. And consequently, they have said that they would boycott the provincial assembly elections and would also think if they would withdraw from the National Assembly. Would you like to comment on that?
Yes. Well, of course, it is for them to decide if they want to boycott the provincial assembly elections. That is their decision. If they want to resign from the National Assembly, that is also a decision which they can take in their greater wisdom. However, the point is that the elections will be held. We will hold the elections to the provincial assemblies as we've held these elections to the National Assembly. And as far as the charges of rigging the elections, they are completely false. There's no truth in these charges whatsoever, and I can substantiate it in due course in answer to questions or even now. These have been fair elections. It has been a verdict of the people. It has been a landslide victory. There's no doubt about it. But as far as the opposition is concerned, the opposition was not prepared to ever accept the results of the elections. For a long time, some of the stalwarts of the opposition have been saying that we have won the elections. they said that we have won, they claimed to have won the elections much before the 7th of March. They had said that the vote has been cast. How has it been cast? Because they had some rallies and they had some public meetings. On the basis of that, they had said the people have already decided in their favor. And all that they have to do is to take over the government of Pakistan on the 6th of March. They did not even want to wait till the 7th of March. They said they'll take over the government of Pakistan on the 6th of March. And now if that is their approach to elections, and if that is their approach to the democratic process, then I am afraid that my concept is not in conformity with their concept of democracy or the election process. So they were not at all keen to accept a verdict of the people. The only verdict they wanted to accept was a verdict which would be in their favor. They were not prepared to accept a verdict which was going to go against them by the people. And this is quite clear from their elections. Not one of them, a number of them, said weeks ago, much before the 7th, that they have won the elections and they are going to take over the government of Pakistan. There's nothing more, they said, that has to be done.
You had been talking of the possibilities of corrupt practices in your party, and you had promised that you'll kick corrupt people out of your party. Shall we take it that you have some positive information of existence of corrupt people in your party?
I think your question is not all that serious. I have said that I will take action against those members of the National Assembly and the Provincial Assembly who indulge in corruption. The National Assembly has been elected only yesterday. And if any member of the National Assembly indulges in corrupt practices, or of the Provincial Assembly, I have said we will take action against those individuals. And we certainly would take action against such individuals.
What about the past National Assembly?
The past National Assembly, the action has been taken against certain ministers. And some other people have been removed from government who have indulged in corruption. But I told you earlier on that in the last 3 to 4 years, I've said this in my election campaign, my main task was salvaging the ship of state. My main task was having Simla agreements. My main task was getting 90,000 prisoners of war back. My main task was to bring down insurgency in 2 provinces. My main task was to try to normalize relations with Afghanistan. My main task was to meet the international inflation, the oil prices. Then came the recession. Then came the floods. I was involved in very deep and serious national problems going to the core of the national destiny. In that situation, I could not concentrate on each and every other issue, but at the same time, we have taken action in the past also against those members of the National Assembly or the Provincial Assembly and ministers who have misbehaved.
Sir, one of the opposition leaders said today that you would intend now to amend the Constitution and create a one-party state. Do you intend to do so?
Look here, they have said this for the last 5 years. They have been saying this ever since I formed my government. Since December 1971, they have said authoritatively, and they have said it most emphatically, that I was going to form soon a one-party state. And they also said that I will never hold elections in Pakistan. They guaranteed that I would never hold elections in Pakistan. Now, in the last 5 years, I have not created a one-party state. It is not that it was not possible to create a one-party state in December 1971. It was, not at all difficult at that time to create a one-party state. But did I create a one-party state in December 1971? No, I did not. On the contrary, I entered into dialogues with the opposition parties. I came to agreements with them. I came to some fundamental agreements with them. I entered into a dialogue with all of them to frame the constitution for the country. And under the constitution, I could have postponed the present elections for a year and a half. I did not choose to take that path. Instead, I held the elections now. So now if they say that I want to form a one-party state, you can judge it from the past attitude and approach of my government, whether I'll do that or not.
Prime Minister, bearing in mind that you said that the opposition had been allowed to go around during the election campaign saying what it liked, and bearing in mind that three of the opposition candidates are presently in jail for allegedly making objectionable speeches against the government, do you intend to take any action against those other opposition candidates who have criticised you during the campaign?
No, I do not intend to take any action against people during the course of the election campaign, not at all. But the other people you have referred to, they have been charged with substantive criminal offences. And it is not that they have been locked up under the Defence of Pakistan rules. They have been tried by courts, and they have been tried for specific charges. And so I don't think there is any comparison, firstly. Secondly, during the elections, well, a latitude is allowed, and I do not intend to take any action against people for what they have said during the election campaign. However, if they now decide to take the law into their own hands or to try to unleash the forces of anarchy and try to subvert the constitution or do not accept the democratic results and invite people to the streets and try to create an agitation, in that case, we are quite competent to deal with the situation.
Sir, and on the basis of your party manifesto and your concept of a new economic world order, do you visualize any economic program now that you've been returned again?
You mean to say we had no economic program?
You always had, sir, but I just have a question. You might have something in mind. Do you visualize anything beyond?
Of course, there is always room for further progress, but you know the main theme of our manifesto for this election has been, in the first place, to consolidate our reforms. That has been spelt out very clearly in the manifesto. It is not that I am saying this after the elections. We gave the manifesto to the people on the 25th of January. And on the 25th of January, I laid emphasis on the need for consolidating the existing reforms before we proceed further.
In one of our speeches in September in Azad Kashmir, you expressed the hope that the Kashmir issue would be solved during our lifetime. Do you hope that it will be solved during this next term of yours?
I can't say that. During the lifetime doesn't mean during the next term.
Prime Minister, in one of your early election speeches, you mentioned that it was because of your action in holding the elections that Indira Gandhi decided to have elections in her turn. Do you think that the results of this week's elections will have any impact on India's?
I don't know whether the results of this week's elections will have any impact on the Indian elections. The Indian scene is different from our scene, but if you want to put it politely, that whether she is going to manipulate the polls, then that is her decision. That is her decision, whether she's going to manipulate the polls or not. But I can tell you honestly that we have not manipulated the polls. Now, I can go into details on this. I'll tell you now. Let us go into it. First of all, the point is that they misjudged, and a lot of people from abroad also are likely to misjudge a situation. They misjudged the situation in the beginning. And when you met me in Karachi, that's why I kept saying it every now and then, if I am re-elected, because I knew that you will go to their rallies and you will be impressed by the size of the crowds and the excitement. Our people are temperamental, emotional people. That's true. But underneath that emotion and temperament, there is a great deal of common sense also in them. And this common sense has been developed.